It's that late night wet wipe stuff, man.
Wet wipe.
Dads.
Late night.
Comedians.
Wet wipe.
Yes, me.
Three dads, and they're all quite funny. Only started this podcast to make some money. Spotify deals and comedy tours on the agenda. Let me introduce all members.
KJ,
yeah, he put this thing together.
That might be the reason that it falls apart. He's from the hip, but he talks from the heart. Ride or die for the team,
you know it's Kazim. Darren Griffiths, getting told off by the missus. Been a dad longer than the other two. An integral member of the crew. Where he's from, they like to say, oi, oi. Darren Griffiths, aka the Essex boy. The doctor, always thinking about a sponsor. Keeps the pod on track, loves prayer, that's a fact. Got a BBL just for the brothers that are black. It's Mike,
and this is Late Nights and Wet Wipes.
Welcome to another episode of them Late Nights and then Wet Wipes. You know who this is, you know who I be by now. I'm Michael Akadiri, and to my left I've got
Kazim Jamal.
He's being suppressed. And to the left, to the left.
Ask your bill payer's permission, it's me, it's Darren G.
I need to think of my new intro.
Yeah, man, every time you come in, you have an opportunity and you squander it.
I don't think of it.
But as the week's been going, man, how are we doing? Let's have a little catch up. How you guys feeling? Put your hand up. All right, we can go.
My son is walking.
Bullet.
Wonderful. So I printed him off directions to the job center.
Hey, no, come on, earn your keep.
Walking not like unaided, just
unaided. He's
God damn.
He's in the park. He's not looking back. He could care less where his parents are.
Oh wow, he's off.
You know, I'm trying to tell him there's people out here that will snatch you, bruv. He's like, I'm on my ones now.
He ain't trying to hear all that.
He ain't trying to hear none of that.
He's gone. Off. Nice.
He's off, and it happened like that.
Yeah. I didn't like. Well, one day you seen him crawl in.
So basically, obviously he would sofa walk and
toddle and
walk and with all those kind of antics, and then like he was doing like these stutter steps from like the sofa to like a stool in the middle of the room. But he would need something.
Yeah.
But he'd been on his feet for so long walking and. He could climb onto the sofa, all of that kind of stuff. That were like, we were convinced he could walk, he just didn't want to.
Yeah.
Mm.
And then one day, he just was like, today's the day.
That's it.
But he walked like he was a toy in Toy Story. And by that, I mean, he walked like he was doing it when no one was watching.
Because
he took off.
He was speeding.
There was no hesitation after the first step. He was like, I've been doing this all my life.
I can do it.
Yeah. He's up and at it, man.
Big up, man. But that's normally what it is that apprehension about falling over. Then once they get over that, clearly something clicked in his brain.
I think he was just fucking with us.
Oh, you think low key he's been walking for a minute just behind your back?
I think he was trolling us.
So he's doing a proper Woody.
Yeah, carry me. Yeah.
Big up though. That's nice.
Man.
Yeah. Nice milestone to tick off, man. Yeah.
And we caught it on camera.
Oh, did you?
First time.
Yeah, because he was like, he's looking like he's gonna do it, right? So I just put my phone on, it's propped up on the floor. A quick trick if you didn't know, put your phone upside down when you're filming like stuff like that.
Well, it gives a better angle.
So it raises like, how can I put it, like the highs are higher.
Okay,
right,
do you know what I mean?
I think so.
So if I go like this, right, and I'm trying to film him, it's either going to be from like a that shot, I've got to get real low or whatever.
You're going
to
be above
him. If the phone's upside down, it's almost like the great equalizer.
Right,
it's almost looking at like how you look at your eyes.
Okay,
you know what I mean? It's a great shot.
Got Spike Lee in this bitch, man.
Come on, man. Spike that? Kaz.
Jeez, like
Kaz
that.
Lee.
Martin Scorsese, I like that, man. Got all the angles.
Kazzy Scorsese. What?
Come on.
It's too many. It's too much. But yeah, he's walking, man.
Oh, awesome, man.
Yeah.
Big, a nice milestone to just...
People are saying that's the end.
It is. He's on a run and tear the shit out of your house now. Yeah. I understand that.
He was doing that on all fours. So I can only wait to see what he does now.
He's going to reach new things.
Do you know what it is? It's just like... Now I have to be more aware. I almost knocked him over twice today.
I don't know, you didn't see him walking somewhere.
He just creeps up. Ninja.
Yeah, they're not making noise with their feet. Yeah.
Ninja. Soft. But not even noise with his mouth.
So he's just... So he's just next to you. Like, you don't even hear
him. I'm there cooking. I step and I'm like, that feels like a kid. And you stop like a cat that's been caught. You're like... And he's there.
Just he's checking like, on what daddy's cooking.
And he's like, what up, boy? G checking you in the kitchen, what?
Or you making him food?
Yeah, man.
What was you whipping up?
Something quick. Because basically, I got home from work and then I had to dip back out before I came here. And, you know, Sheree had been at work all day as well. So I was like, if I'm the one that's dipping out, plus I've been away for a while, if I'm the one that's dipping out, then at least let me do this before I bounce.
That's good partner points.
That's it, man.
Praise Allah. Jah Rastafari.
I didn't even know you subscribe to religion, let alone...
Do you know what it is with religion? And I'll end up... And
he picked two.
Then he just went to Rastafari. Yeah.
Well, those two kind of coexist, don't they, anyway? Oh, no, not that. Sorry. Islam and Christianity kind of coexist. Anyway, the thing is with religion, yeah... I had a thought, I think I told you guys, what if we've got it all wrong and everyone's God is right and it's more like the Avengers?
In what sense, Avengers?
In that there's multiple like gods with powers and they're just one team. And the devil is Thanos. Or, well, we don't know Thanos' origin story. We might feel sorry for him one day.
Interesting. Well, you know, I know Jesus Christ or from Christianity, he says he's a very jealous God, so he doesn't want you worshipping any other God.
I don't worship
Which anyone. Means technically he acknowledges there's other gods.
If you that's one interpretation of it, yeah, if you want to interpret that.
And the Quran acknowledges Jesus Christ.
Yeah, yeah, it's Islam's a derivative of Christianity.
He's the second guy, isn't he? Yeah. Second most important.
He's Captain America.
Yeah, so
in that book, in his book, he's Tony Stark.
You think Tony Stark? Well,
Tony Stark's the main Donnie. Yeah. That's why Tony Avengers. Stark died, and we cried. Who? What? What?
Oh, I think everyone's seen it.
No, I'm just saying. I don't mind a spoiler. I just forgot. I didn't want to let out that I cried. I teared up.
You teared up.
I teared up.
You're allowed to cry, Kazeem.
I teared up at the end. When he's the hologram and he says to his kid, I love you 3000. And I said, oh. Credits! Credits!
Someone's turned the temperature up of my eyes. Real hot in here.
Who's chopping onions in this cinema?
My eyes are so hot.
I know I'm allowed to cry.
It's interesting with men and crying because it's like at sports, is that acceptable? Or like maybe at an awards ceremony?
I've never cried at sport.
I have.
No, never. I've come close. The closest I came was Tottenham Champions League semi-final.
Well, Ajax.
Yeah.
Well, when what's his name? Lucas Moura scored
because it was just like. That's the biggest outpouring of emotion I've had while watching football.
Mm. And they didn't play Ajax.
Ajax away.
Semi-final. Final. There's nothing to be emotional about. Semi-final is just mad because it's like, you watched it, we're out, and it's just tense. Get another one. It's like, this goal's not covered anywhere, it's fine, but you're still just sat there, then just out of nowhere. Lucas Moura! I just remember just being on the floor.
So you said you didn't cry. You were this close.
Didn't cry, but I was just screaming a lot.
Where was you?
It's at the Railway Tavern outside Liverpool Street.
Oh my goodness! You remember?
Because I was underneath my friend Ashley and Dominic.
That's right next to it.
I was beneath them because they'd piled the top of me, and we kicked over all the stalls, a table.
Oh shit, you were acting a damn fool.
It was all Tottenham fans.
As customers?
Yeah, because it all Tottenham fans. Okay. So beers went everywhere. Oh. Just, no, no one's saying anything.
Yeah,
everyone's just screaming.
They will get tucked in. Can you keep the noise? I fuck you, mate.
Yeah, just screaming.
I cried when I was under 10, I believe. I was under 10.
Well, this is the last time you cried.
No. I was under 10. And obviously, I knew Arsenal to be this juggernaut of a team.
Mm.
And I came in Arsenal were playing Bayern Munich.
Yeah.
And
they used to slap
yeah, but this is like 2003.
Were you not playing at Wembley? It was that time.
Huh?
You moved to your new stadium at the time.
No, they moved 2007, so I was even at the Highbury Library.
Yeah, no, but we're away to Bayern.
Oh, okay.
Right.
And I don't even know if they were at the Allianz, but
them Donnies
in the Olympia Stadium
slapped us like 5-0.
You had man like Oliver Kahn them times.
But brother, what I'm trying to say is like, these are your heroes.
Yeah, you didn't understand.
I've seen them play at Highbury, right? Yeah. It's like you seen Batman versus Superman.
Mm.
So you see when Batman starts tucking in Superman, you're like, no. Even I'm the biggest Batman fan, and I'm like, this is not meant to happen. I'm watching this happen, and I'm like 8 years old, and I'm going, what are you doing? This is not fair. Like, why are you not playing like normally? Like, it's just goal after goal. And
that's how Brazilian kids must have felt when Germany's
7-1. Yeah.
I remember I was in some Brazilian restaurant at the time.
Oh shit!
And
the way they be cutting the meat,
mood was foul in there. Like these guys, you know, they love their football.
Yeah, of course they're very proud.
You can see these guys are just like, what do you want?
What do you want?
And then it's just like, and then it's another goal. It's another because
their voices are always as well very. Even when they speak English, their voice, their cadence is very happy.
Yeah.
It's very sing song.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
Welcome to Rodrigo. What do you want? My brethren used to date. He was chatting to a girl from Brazil, and it was so funny because she would obviously say things to us in a weird way, and she would call WhatsApp WhatsAppy. and he said she called hip hop hippie hoppy.
It's just spare singing. Oh dear.
The second time I cried at sports.
Yeah.
Is when I got a trial for an academy.
Mm.
These are the ones I can remember. I definitely cried.
Yeah.
My mum got the email. She gave it to me. She'd obviously read it before. And they said, you're in. And then the third time is when I don't know if I cried when they offered me a professional contract, but I definitely cried when they released me. Went back to my car and bawled my eyes out.
Jeez. Yeah, I
was at that point, was rugby everything for you? Was that that? Was it rugby
There was multiple things. So, like, obviously, but there was this guy in my life called Jacko, And I went and started playing rugby league in the summer just to keep fit with my friends. And he was playing for this team called Greenwich Admirals. And he was in the Harlequins Academy. So, Harlequins had two branches, rugby union and rugby league.
Right.
And he had all the kit on.
Yeah.
And they were like, he's in the academy. And he was the it guy.
Yeah.
Cool guy. We almost scrapped once, but that's not neither. Anyway, he was a cool guy. And he was apart from this guy called Kyle Eastman who made it, he was my biggest inspiration in rugby.
Right.
So then when I got into the academy, I was like, I'm going to have the same tracksuit as Jacko. And he would see me play. And then when I got into the under 18s, he was still in the under 18s. He was only a year above me. I went from the under 16s to under 18s. So we played together. And then he ended up actually passing away.
Oh, shit.
Oh, wow.
And then, like, he would send me messages like make sure you make it for me, all this kind of stuff. And then I'm released. So you kind of feel like not only has my dream died, but his dream has died as well.
Yeah.
You know? And when I quote-unquote retired, there was a part of me going, because I'd actually got myself in peak, the best condition I'd ever been in. Big, strong, and had crazy endurance. And endurance was my weakness, And I was like, and then I retired. I didn't ever get to see what I could do. And there was always a part of me going, go back for one more season. Mm. And I actually went to make it a documentary. I was expecting to have blown in comedy by now, and ITV or someone would have given me a documentary, but they haven't.
DIY, baby.
Sorry, my boy. Sorry, my boy. Yeah, yeah, I'm, maybe.
Well, you might.
But then also, this fucking is dangerous.
Well, rope, yeah.
Yeah,
gonna go and play snap my arm and then
you can't be playing half shit.
Yeah,
and everyone's been playing continuously. Yeah.
And also the team that I played for, that I finished up playing for, London Scholars at the Road. They, I didn't really read the press release, but they're not professional anymore.
Oh,
yeah,
glad to hear.
Well, you might was last time. Last time crying. What do you order?
Last time I remember crying like crazy. There's three times that stick up my mind. One was during High School Musical, the first one.
You're moist.
I was 10 years old or whatever. I can't be 10.
You weren't. You're older than me.
What? Yeah.
The High School Musical didn't come out. High School Musical didn't come out when we were 10.
What was the scene?
It was when
get your head in the game.
If we're soaring, flying,
is that?
There's not a chance.
Did you come on your period at the same time?
My first one. My hymen broke too.
Whoa, what were you doing?
Whoa.
So you cried?
I checked you with the guy in the
car. High school. You said.
High school, yeah.
What year were you born?
It came 92. Out 03.
What year? He's 92.
What year? Yeah, 92.
What year were you born?
He's 92. I'm 93.
It was 03 or 02.
This film came out.
I know.
In 2006.
What?
2006? The first one? I was 14 then. Whatever age I was, I cried. I remember I thought it was so beautiful.
He said you were 10. I was 10 for a fact that a film did not come out with
you. I thought it was free.
You had pubic hair, my friend.
Yeah, and I was crying with my pubic hair. I was crying. I was literally like, I thought it was so
bad. Why that High School Musical?
Yeah, I cried, man.
Big Ben Ting.
When
no
they
homo.
Came together.
Don't take this the wrong way, but yeah. You are gay.
You can't insult me with that.
I can, man. It's not a homophobic slur. I'm not doing it because of that.
That's the only way you're doing it.
It's not.
It is.
It's not. Cause I don't. It's not. I'm not saying gay people are like you. I rate gay people. I don't rate you crying at High School Musical at 14 years old. I think gay people would call you
that
gay.
That is so illogical.
I think gay people would call you gay.
You're crazy.
Oh my god.
You're crazy. You're crazy. Do you know what? No, yeah, yeah. Anyway.
That's such a funny disclaimer as well. No, because I rate gay people. I don't rate you.
It's crazy.
I'm speaking facts.
That's funny. I cried then. I cried at my graduation party when my parents gifted me a car. A BMW. I had no idea.
Yep.
Completely. Like, they let me service my car, and I think I even got two new tires.
He's just out here wasting money because tires aren't cheap.
Yeah. I know they gave you a BMW, and I'm not saying your parents are rude, but I'm saying
the situation.
I would have been fuming.
Yeah, it was like it was bittersweet because like, rah, why you let me do it? Like, you let me do. You saw me fully at heart because I started a new job in it, so I wanted to make sure the car was could get me to work with no issues.
I guess you made your car more sellable, though. I suppose. If you,
yeah, there is that. There is.
Imagine signing your lease on a letting, yeah, and your mum and dad go, "We bought your house."
Yeah, so
I'm already giving them the deposit. My friends are in Dubai right now.
They're mad too. And then
no, we need an intervention for Mike.
What?
You've held two slappings, bruv.
What?
In mere minutes. You cried at High School Musical.
Yeah, man.
And you serviced your car.
Serviced it, man.
Got a BMW.
Hey, no, but that was crazy.
They watched you did. That's bad.
It was for that surprise.
That's funny. Hey,
you know what? The comedic equivalent is the commitment to the bit. Do you know you just have to?
That's true. They commit.
You start is a 10-minute bit. You're minutes in. You've seen the light. You're like,
we cannot give away any clues.
Your parents sat down up in bed while they go. They couldn't work out how to tell you not to do the tyres without baiting it up so that Just have to let him do the time.
He didn't even go, oh, Michael, you know, you just come out of uni and you're about to come out of uni and we'll get you these tires and whatnot this time.
No, but I'm not. I need it for work. Now, I start work next week.
Yeah. So, like, we'll do it this one time. Here's the money.
Yeah, then I'll do it. Why are they giving me money when they got a whole new, brand new car, man? I wouldn't have given me a dime.
I'm gonna give you money.
Nah, I was like, I need new tires because I need the car to be good when I go to work. I fully like, I want to go to work, no issues. But people at work were bamboozled because obviously the first day I didn't drive it. The first day I drove it. The second day.
Oh, so you drove your old car the first day.
Drove my old car the first day.
What was the old car?
It was Golf. Black Golf. Nice cars. Calm. So I drove it to work. Everyone's like, oh, he's a new doctor. It's the first day he's a doctor. Doctor in golf. Calm.
Did you get a doctor space?
Yeah. So then the next day, I roll up in the BMW and I see one of the consultants sees me pop out. He's like, he's proper confused. And he didn't say nothing then.
What did you say, 419?
He did ask how you affording that on your
way.
He
said none of your damn business.
He called out HMRC.
He couldn't compute. And that, yeah, I'd hassled that car. The police used to stop me every fucking quarter, mate.
Yeah,
man. Yeah, every quarter. Just to check, should I be driving this car? It's funny now because they never, when I graduated, well, I'd say I demoted to my Mrs. Mini after BMW took the car back. They never stopped me. So it's almost like the police are like...
Yeah, they're looking for young black men in expensive cars.
Yeah, they're like...
Expensive
fast
cars.
In the BMW, nah, that ain't yours. But in the Mini Cooper, yeah, that makes sense.
Have you seen how many times they stopped JME?
Yeah, I know he sometimes posts it. Like
he films them, bruv.
Yeah.
It's weird. I've never got stopped.
Been stopped once or twice. And it's not even been in a fancy car. It's been in Fords.
Oh.
I've never been stopped in my car.
Yeah.
And when I first got my car, I went to work and one of the youths there was like, that's an undie car.
Oh, I thought you were using a decoy.
Yeah, they were like, you're an undie. So I don't know if Fed see me and go,
he might be using one. Blaze Brown got a lyric. He said, 04, 05 Focus, nah nigga, that's a decoy.
Mm.
So yeah, maybe you think, yeah, they think you're trapping in the decoy.
Maybe.
That's crazy.
And what's the third time you cried?
More recently.
Because Mike's cries seem to be fantastic.
It's going to be the birth. I don't know.
Nah, this was... Will I say... Pain! Oh, man. I feel the tears coming back. I did... this was... December 2022.
High school, musical too.
Carl Dickhead. it was... I'd done a gig. These times, we were staying at my missus' parents' place down in Portsmouth. Because we were renovating. So I stayed... I'd done a run of gigs in London. Stayed at my parents' house. And then this gig was in Kingston, and my plan was to get the last National Express coach from Wandsworth. It stops at Wandsworth. It goes to Victoria, Wandsworth, then goes to Portsmouth.
Yeah.
To get the last one down, so I'll get to Portsmouth like 1 a.m. Midnight, 1 a.m. She'll pick me up. Cool. Just because I think that would have been me for New Year's being down there. So I did the gig, fine. Got to the bus stop half an hour before. And normally what happens is, when I go from Portsmouth to London, there's this bus stop that it stops at. So I went there, and I stood there for half an hour. And I saw a coach come. It wasn't my coach. It went forward. And then it got closer to the time. I think, what the fuck, why has this coach not come? What's happening? And he could do the tracker thing. And then I was like, oh, shit. It said it's en route. So then I realised at that moment, I was at the wrong coach stop. I was at the coaches that were going towards Victoria, not the one going towards Portsmouth. So I run 5 minutes round the corner, because for some reason round the corner, to the coach stop. And I literally get there and I see this young girl. It's like probably like 10:15. I'm like, have you seen a coach? That's meant to be going to Portsmouth. Have you seen one? And she's like, I don't know what you're talking about. And then I literally check. You can map it. And I check the track and I missed it by like 2 minutes. And I literally just fell down my knees. I was like in bits. I was just because I remember I called my wife. I was like, she was like, what's going on? What happened? She was like, what's going on? I'm like, I fucking missed the coach. She's like, it's fine, just get it tomorrow. I said, no, you don't understand. I'm in Wandsworth. I'm 90 minutes from my parents' house. I have to go all the way back to then. Do you know where you're like, at the stupidity? That's the annoying thing. It's I'm dumb. I stood at the wrong bus stop, and it's the last one of the night. I ain't got my car. My head was hot. I think the tears were just overwhelming with emotion, man. I was literally standing in want of crying. I didn't want them crying. So I was like, I'm, do you know when you miss a junction?
Hey, man. My told you, Mike's tears are fantastic.
You've only told me one valid reason to
No. That, the ones of one...
Mike said he's hot his knees.
That's what my knees are one of.
It's because it's the extreme emotions, isn't it? It's what is the upset of not actually getting down to Portsmouth.
Yeah.
Then it's the anger of missing the thing by like 2 minutes. Then it's the vexation of having to go back 90 minutes across, like, and then you've been stood just around the corner like a prick. As well, like,
can I just say though, yeah,
man,
let's rewind. Yeah, out of the three stories Mike told us,
yeah,
it was the third story when he was two or three words into the story, and he went, I can feel the tears coming back now. What? I'm there going, fucking no, what's going on? Like,
hey,
man saying he's staying at his in laws,
fam,
and I knew that was at the time. Or you was expecting your boy.
Yeah, like, no. Obviously, he was two. That got to be 2 months dead. So he was young.
He was already born.
He was already born. I want to get home for him.
I didn't know that. So I thought, oh, maybe like something. They said the water's broken. Yeah. And
Nah. You missed the last call. There's nothing I can do unless I want Uberman to have his way with me. There's nothing I can do.
Do you know how scary that must have been for that girl?
Yeah.
For you running around the corner going,
yeah,
"How did you know?"
Yeah. She was like,
"I think you're like this."
Did you cry in front of her?
That had some decorum. That had some decorum. But I fell to my knees in Wandsworth. Look, man, if you're in Wandsworth, 30th of December 2022, at 10:15. You saw me crying. I fell to my knees in Wandsworth. Hey, man. That was.
I'm in Wandsworth!
She was like, what's fine?
We're an anchor man. We're Baxter. I'm in Baxter. There's a His missus like, Michael, I can't understand you.
The pain. You mad? Man, I screwed the brush driver and everything. I was so mad. I'm like, what's wrong with this guy? Just tap my wrist and well, that's this.
Collateral damage.
My head.
It's because I don't think I've ever done anything like that sober. So I think the alcohol has always just suppressed any emotion. I've been hanging outside Liverpool Street Station when I live back out in Harlow. I've missed the train. I'm waiting for Liverpool Street Station to open. So I'm just sat on a bench like a hobo. Just waiting for the shutters just to raise up so I can walk into the station.
Yeah.
Only after doing that for, what, like 6 years, and then finding out.
You lift your wallet out of the Ritz seat.
And then finding out there's literally a 24-hour cafe right opposite Liverpool Street Station on the main road. I was sat in there once. This is when I lived in London.
Yeah.
I was sat in there just like with my mate. And then so I had an immediate flashback to all the times I've sat on this bench on the other side of the station waiting for it to open in the cold. It's like, I could have just fucking come in here. I could have just come in all these times.
They're probably looking at you from the cafe like, why didn't he come in?
Yeah, what is this guy doing?
Darren! Darren!
Nice cafe as well, you know. Like,
with my legs!
Yeah. You know what I mean?
I've been on the bus. I've been on the bus and fallen asleep on the bus and missed my stop and then gone to the end of the bus line, right?
Yeah.
The bus driver's gone. It's the end. And I've literally popped my head up and gone, are you going back round? I've been wasted.
Yeah.
He's going, you going back round? He's like, yeah. I'm like, cool. I'll catch my stuff on the way back. Yeah. I did that in Nottingham.
Yeah.
I was gigging in Nottingham and I thought I had got up. No, I woke up and I was like, shit, I've got 30 minutes to get to this coach, right?
Yeah.
So literally, you know when they say do a 2 minute shower? Because there's something about me sometimes, yeah, I'm like, I can't go out like this.
Yeah.
So 2 minute shower, cream everything. Because whenever I'm away as well, I pack my bag the night before.
Yeah. Oh, you're sensible.
Always.
Like
very sensible.
Always. So literally, fly out. I'm running down the hill in Nottingham to where the coach goes. Yeah. And the coach is still there. I'm thinking, thank God. I'm jumping on the coach. There's one man beefing the driver, right?
Mm.
So I don't care. I'm here. Put my thing on. Get on the coach. It was only when I looked at my receipt, yeah, that if I got to the coach at 7:30 and I woke up at 7, the coach was actually meant to depart at 7.
Yeah.
Mm. I should have missed the coach.
Right.
But because this Donny was beefing
the bus driver
for so long, I made it. And he was beefing him because if you don't tell, what's that budget coach?
No, Megabus.
No. After, but lower than that. It's green.
I don't know. Flick bus.
Yeah. Them, yeah. If you don't tell them that you're putting a bike on their coach, fold up bike, they'll charge you for it. If you don't tell them, they will not take it. And there's nothing you can do. You can't go, I'll do it now or nothing like that.
Yeah, he's
put his bike on the coach. On the undercarriage, yeah.
So he's like, what
but
now?
They can't touch it. Because if you touch it, then they'll say, you say you broke it.
Mm.
So they're on a standard. They call the police everything.
That's not a police matter, though, is it? That's a civil...
Yeah, civil dispute. Yeah,
What's the crime that's happened?
Yeah. That is dumb. But I think it's maybe because they're like a European company. So maybe it may work in one European country than it doesn't in another. That is crazy, funny, man.
And he was going, I don't have any more money to buy another coach ticket, bloody.
Literally, coach, because more time.
It cost us £8.
Nah, bruv, I'm on a flip bus, then you know I don't have any money.
Yeah, that's the thing. Your circumstances when you're taking coach, it means that you ain't got it. Yeah.
No, it means that I'm saving it.
Yeah, you're saving it or you ain't got it. Either or.
Yeah.
You don't choose coach as your primary. Yeah.
It's not like you're flying first class with Emirates. They go, oh, you need to pay an extra thing. And then you're kicking off. Like, no, man. It's just like, come on, bro.
Yeah.
You're doing first class Emirates. You can afford this. Whereas
Yeah.
I am on a flip bus with my advanced non-refundable ticket.
Advanced non-refundable, probably late at night.
Yeah, I bought this 6 months in advance.
I saved this £8 up.
Is it? Sorry, just let me on this
50p at a time.
I'll never travel with them again though, because they fucked me up.
No, oh, man.
Flicks, they trying to be smart. I think it's when I did my tour in Manchester. That was the only day where it was difficult logistically. I didn't want to get a hotel and waste money, so I booked an overnight coach back down to London. But like the day before, they just said we cancelled it.
Did you cry?
No, I wanted to. Now I'd be practical.
It's one's worth all over again.
But this one, at least I could have planned. This one, the pain of knowing that you plan everything. I got there half an hour before.
This guy is going to relive it.
You know, you're like,
he's going to relive it again.
You're doing, you did everything.
It's not
right.
Worth tears.
But it's not. For me, I was overwhelmed. Then my wife was like, what are you doing? I was like, you just come to me. No, I got 9 minutes to get home. The same 9 minutes I could have been in Portsmouth. I was mad.
That's the funny thing. It's just like his wife was like, it's fine.
And I'm like, nah. It's like being at the airport 3 hours early, you miss your flight. Like, how you shouldn't miss your flight if you come 3 hours early. And it's because you went to the wrong gate or something just innocuous, or you're in one of the lounges just eating and you don't realise you got flight.
Nah, do you know?
You'll lose your head.
I've always
if you go to
flights,
a new airport though, or whatever, I think that's a bit different. You started the story going, this is where the bus comes.
I'm confident, you know, because obviously the bus has stopped there countless times on the way to Victoria. I just thought it was one. I didn't even, oh man. Big cry. Yeah, I've shed tears, man. I'm a man that sheds tears.
I need you to cry at something that's worthwhile, man.
All three were worthwhile.
I know the last time I cried. It's actually parenting related.
There we go.
Oh. That's very related. So, I swear there's like a big hole. I'm not sure if you guys had this. I had a conversation with another comic who had a daughter first. And he kept saying, yeah, your hormones just go all over the place. You just start crying over just weird shit. And I was like, nah.
As men.
Yeah, and I was like, nah. And then I had my daughter. I didn't cry over her being born or anything. But then, like, just stuff happens. It's just like, why is that emotional?
why am I feeling this?
Yeah, why is that even emotional, though? You just become softer. I remember I was just sat there. I was just seeing my daughter just play. I was just watching her play. I just started crying. I was like,
oh.
Yeah. But so what happened the other day was, I was getting Zadie ready for bed. Naomi's getting Zavi ready for bed. I think he was like teething or something. He was just having like just one of those meltdown kind of cries. Zadie has like a muslin cloth as a comforter. She only meant to have it for bed. She always tries to steal it out of a cot, take it. She just, that is there, it's her thing. Very possessive over her muzzies. Even though she'll take any kind of muzzy, but she just wants a muzzy when she's ready for bed or whatever. So I was getting her ready. And she could hear Zavi crying in his room next door. And she's like, oh, Zavi's crying. Zavi's upset. And I was like, yeah, he's upset. Okay, I think his teeth hurt. And then we was creaming her. And she goes, no, he's really upset. I was like, yeah, he's upset. It's all right, he's with mummy. She's like, I'm going to give him my muzzy and stuff. And I was just like, yeah. And then before I could say, like, oh, no, because she's like snatched out and just went sprinting into the room. And so, and like kicked the door open. And then it's like, Zavi, take this, mummy, I'm giving him my muzzy because he's upset and stuff. And I was just stood there in the doorway. It's like,
the cute happiness.
Yeah, I was like,
that's what you cry over.
Yeah, because I was like,
we're validating crying.
Because yeah, I was like, that's so sweet. And I think it's like the same story you were talking about when you dropped off like your daughter and your son to school. And you saw them together. It was just like, like, she's only little, she's only two, but yeah, she has this. I'm going to protect my brother.
Yeah, he's upset. Sweet.
I'm going to try to make it better. And I mean, like, she ain't going to make him better giving him her muzzy, but in her mind, this is the biggest thing I could possibly do.
Absolutely.
I'm willing to give up my muzzy. I don't even want it for myself. I'll give it to him.
Sacrifice.
Yeah, and I was like, oh my God, that's just like,
you're raising a sensible
that's
girl.
Love. That's love.
Yeah, that's real love, man.
Yeah. It's real love, man.
That's nice to hear. One thing I wanted to ask, though, because obviously, especially you were talking about dreams before, and obviously rugby and stuff like that. At some point, our kids, and obviously your daughter's at an age where she's going to start exploring stuff herself. But at what point do we give up our dreams for our kids? Because right now, we're all pursuing...
We're dream chasers right now.
We're dream chasers right now. We're Meek
Mill.
We're Meek Mill.
So that's how he raps.
Hold on, wait a minute. Y'all thought that was finished?
Don't do Meek like that. He's got some songs where he's...
What's the analysis?
Like what?
See this horse.
The intro.
Dreams
and Nightmares intro.
Yeah, hold on, wait a minute. Yo,
that's half. That's three quarters of the way through.
The reason that song goes crazy,
Nightmares Come True. Yeah. It's time to get married.
Because he gave us a crazy do.
If you want it, you gotta see it. I'm gonna get
YouTube.
Out of
YouTube.
You gotta catch it, like I said, that's true.
YouTube.
Scream. He's got to choose where he bows.
He can bow, but he also sounds like he's very far away from the mic and he's shouting. He sounds like he raps from a different room.
But I'm saying he has tunes where he doesn't.
Hey.
Yeah, it's true.
Only hope I had was selling dope. Hey. It's on my grind because time was hard and then...
That's true.
Oh.
He's got some... Oh, he's got some verses.
Sign.
Yeah. But I concede, yes. 98%, maybe more. He's shouting.
Hey, man. You couldn't believe he's on the mic. But yeah.
When
do you give up? Because... They're going to be, right now, obviously, particularly with our younger kids, just sort of, maybe we're taking them to nursery or we're just doing stuff at home. We're dream chasing. But there's going to be a point where it's like, I want to do ballet.
Yeah.
I want to do football.
Pole dancing.
I want to do pole dancing champion, man. You know, like, there'll be all these activities these kids want to do.
That'll be the next time I cry.
Yeah. When your son's on the pole.
Do you know what I did think about? Listening back and the clips and all that kind of stuff, like obviously you hear it again and I hear bits and pieces of it again, is I don't want to put shade on anyone in that industry, whether it's competitive pole dancing, sex workers,
adults could do it.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. I'm not trying to say we're stopping our, like, if that's your preference, stopping your kids from doing it because it's got these connotations linked to it.
Mm.
If you get what I'm trying to say back then is if you get to an age where it's appropriate, then fill your boots.
But I guess what is that?
What I didn't want to do. But let's not get back into it. I just wanted to put a disclaimer right there this week that I'm saying I'm not throwing shade that
you respect what pole they
dancers,
do.
Gentlemen's clubs, sex workers, anything like that. Mm, do your thing. Love your work, right?
Yeah.
Personally,
but
I'm a fan.
But not my kid.
Hey, listen, if he gets to 18 and he goes, I'm going into this, I'll be like, do your thing, man.
Make sure you bring the gold back.
Like my mum said to me, whatever you decide, my mum will dispute this for a fact, yeah, but she said to me one day in the car, she goes, whatever you do, make sure you are the best at it.
That's it.
I don't care what it is, as long as you're the best at it. I don't care if you're a criminal, make sure you're the best one. She will dispute she ever said that to me.
But it's burning
my memory.
God damn.
She was on Shooters Hill Road in Blackheath.
Woo!
In the silver Renault Clio.
Hey! Put the coordinates on that bitch. Okay, I like that. So, what age? Yeah, what age? Do you give up your dreams for your kids?
It won't be an age thing. It'll be an ability and commitment thing for my kids. That's what it'll be. Once I start seeing some kind of talent or like real desire to do it.
Yeah.
There it's like, all right. I can make money. I can be Zadie's dad.
Okay, let me try and put a scenario on this. Yeah. Okay, so let's say it.
Can I just put my 2 pence in?
Yeah, before
you
give
a scenario.
Yeah, for it.
Because then we'll have.
Yeah.
We got conflicting. Oh, okay. We got conflicting opinions.
Mm.
Never.
Fuck. Damn. So, kids.
So your boy has got Trials of Arsenal, the team you support.
Yeah,
he's 6 now, so joined their 6-7 joined the academy from the start.
Yeah.
Or it's you recording live at Apollo.
Good luck at your trials, son.
You ain't gonna be there.
No.
Well, your missus like, I don't know the way to Arsenal.
She needs to find the way.
You got GPS. Leave early. Don't miss the coach at Wandsworth. Let's go.
So you're like, peace at 8 time down.
Son, you're too young to understand right now.
Yeah.
You have a dream.
Yeah.
I have a dream.
So you're like, but let's both run our dream.
Let's both run.
Yeah, because at that stage, he could get into Arsenal and then be booted out a year after.
Right. Anyway, but like, I actually had this conversation with my mum earlier this, what day were we on? Monday. Last week, right?
Yeah.
I said, what was the conversation? Basically, if my son made it as a footballer, or he played for Arsenal, or he was some, it was Lewis Hamilton, because obviously Lewis Hamilton.
Yeah, switching sides.
It was if he was a mega star like that, but I was a comedian, but like a comedian, like let's just say like a theatre act.
Well, arguably, I'm not throwing shade at him. That's like Dominic Holland.
That's who I had in my mind.
Yeah,
I don't know who that is.
Tom Holland's dad, Spider-Man's dad.
Yeah,
he's a comic.
Right. Okay.
He's a circuit comic And being on TV and stuff, but...
All right, cool. Yeah. So, yeah, like that, right? So, but I made the joke of, like, coming out at Hackney Empire, seeing it sold out and being like, why are you here? Do you know who my son is?
That's literally what...
Go and watch my son.
That, essentially, that guy's... I've never seen his...
Is that what he does? Mum's life, that was a genuine thought.
Put it like this. So Tom Holland was Dominic Holland's son for probably about the first 2 years of his acting career.
Mm.
And then Dominic Holland became Tom Holland's dad.
Okay.
If you know what I mean.
He
just went to another level.
Yeah.
And it's to a point where his material is about how he's got 4 boys.
Mm.
He only cares about one of them.
I respect it. Yeah.
I've never seen him gig.
I was gigging with him, and his material is just hilarious. He's talking about his life. Like he says, my life's great.
He's crazy. His life's crazy now.
But he's just saying,
he's breaded off because of his son.
He doesn't need to do anything.
Yeah, he was always doing all right, but then it's just like, I love all 4 of my children, but obviously there's one I love more than the other. He's that kind of thing, like going, I mean, no, I'm not just like, if one of them were to die, it would be much more impactful. it's hilarious.
So, I would never, I'm never giving up this dream.
the comedy room.
Unless I,
but then because obviously it's a time thing, isn't it? Obviously, gigging takes time.
It takes time
to different places. You spend your weekends away, but when it gets to, let's just use football because it's a popular example. There's matches you need to take them to. You need to spend your Saturday mornings here. You Tuesday's training, Thursday's training.
How old are they? And they're doing this.
Let's say they get to the academy, so they're 8 now. So they train twice a week and play a match.
A few late nights. Then come to. I'm getting gigs in the same place they're playing the games away.
Yeah, imagine you're like big enough as well. Like, but the thing is, this like
yeah, they're like, sorry, no one under 18 come to the theatre. Yeah, but I'm he's with me.
Yeah, but if we do scenarios, then like in a hypothetical world, like you're doing like. Me chasing my dream, and now you've just been signed to whatever academy, apart from Spurs. Then I would not be supporting you. I'd hope you make it, but I cannot support.
Yeah, you could let your son join the Spurs.
I'll let him join, but I cannot. I can't be seen at the games. Sorry, son. I can't be seen at the games.
Liar!
I cannot be seen at the games.
You'll be singing all the chants.
You wouldn't go to.
You'll be in the box, man. Don't mind.
You wouldn't go to the best corporate hospitality in the country.
Fucking lie.
What? Away game at Emirates.
Tottenham.
Away
game Emirates.
No, Tottenham. No, you got Arsenal at home. You'll be.
Arsenal at home. I'm going. Arsenal at home. I'm going in Arsenal.
Nah, you're going.
Arsenal away. Sorry, I'm going in Arsenal.
No, you won't. And you'll be.
And I'll be like, who's that number 10? You dickhead! Do the dishes, you wanker. Out of your room, you mug!
Remember what John Terry said? Because he's always found his West Ham.
West Ham.
He scored like the winning goal against West Ham, and he said that the crowd are like calling like a wanker and stuff. Because when he looked to the crowd, he could see his dad and his uncle. and there's a picture of him celebrating like that, and then his dad and uncle circled, and they're like that.
For 90 minutes, I don't know who you are.
That would be me. I think that's hilarious.
I'd be like, son, we need to engineer a Sol Campbell-esque moment.
No, I mean, you pick up your phone from your trading bag and you've got 4 missed calls and it says dad and one long 2-minute voice note. It's like,
read more.
Play. It's just like, oh, you fucking prick. Listen to me. Yeah? Don't you come on. Don't you ever come on, you prick.
I told you to tell him you were injured.
Maybe John may have even paid for his dad's ticket. You never know. Imagine.
That's hilarious.
But yeah, I'd hope that my son seeing me never give up thing. But then there's conflicted interests where like my dad was never at my sport event, so there's gonna be a thing of me being like, I need to be at every single one. But
of course,
look, let's just hope he's shit at football.
So you don't want him to have dreams because you're chasing yours?
No, of course I want him to have dreams. Look, I got...
I just want him to have dreams that fit into my schedule.
Yeah.
I've got, let's say,
5 years minimum.
Before any of that?
For like top flight football? 10 years maximum.
But for him to
20
make
years
it.
If he's Ian Wright.
But for him to make it.
For us to be like, oh yeah, he's Prem team, whatever, or McLaren if he's an F1, or whatever golfing school, whatever tennis school, or whatever art school, or whatever drama school, or whatever. Hopefully he goes, I want to be a comedian. I'll be like, got an opener. Go on, 10 minutes. Don't run over. Don't do none of my jokes.
Can you imagine having to shit on your son because he bombed
or that he fucking shelled it
and you have to reset the room because he was so rubbish.
No, like, what if he shells it that guy? And you can't follow him?
Oh wow. Yeah, that's it, then it's his tour now. You open for him.
That'd be sick though. If you and your son were comedians, you could call the tour like what do they call it, like Michael and Sons, like a business.
Ah, I see.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or if you had like a few kids who are good at comedy as well.
Kids of comedy.
That'd be pretty cool.
That'd be
dope. Has anyone got that?
Elliot Steele and his dad.
No, but like,
I don't know
if they have ever gigs together.
Ways, but I'm saying, but to have a dad or a mum and then have two or three kids who also.
Oh, two or three. Oh, yeah, no, I don't know.
It'd be like Chris Rock, like the Rock boys have.
I guess, yeah, it's true. Did it. Yeah.
Yeah, all the Wayans have, yeah.
It's more like siblings, isn't it?
Siblings, or one and one, like you said, Mark and Elliot Steele.
Yeah.
Ashley Marr and Travis J's, like.
Might need to bleep this out because I don't know if it's common knowledge, but is his name Andy Askins?
Yeah.
His daughter does stand up.
Is it?
Kate Askins, yeah.
I don't know.
She's also a.
I saw she'll promote. Oh.
She's a talent at Get Comedy. Agent.
Yeah. I thought she'd industry.
I think she goes by Kate Williams.
Oh, as a decoy.
So I might have to.
Yeah, you probably do have to.
Yeah.
No one knows her real name, and her name is this, and her dad's this. But yeah, I mean, I don't know if people know this person.
But yeah, I can't. As long as I love this game, I need to chase it in some form.
Yeah, because the point.
But the thing about football as well,
yeah,
is you get a fixture list.
Yeah, you do.
So you get a fixture list, so you can go, right, this is the ones where I can go to and then piss off and go and do a gig.
Absolutely.
And it might be a thing of like Emmanuel Sanubio going, I've got to bite the bullet and I've got to go to Derby and back. Yeah. I've got to go to Derby and back in the day because my son's playing in the morning.
Yeah, it's great.
And if that's the case, then look, all jokes aside,
yeah,
I'm always going to put the kids first, innit?
Mm.
Yeah. But with things like football, with things like sports, there's a structure, which is amazing.
Absolutely.
Yeah? Things like anything, really, because if he's into drama, and the performances are going to be structured.
Yeah, they'll be set times.
The rehearsals and the drama school is going to be structured.
Yeah.
So then I know, right, I can only do new material this day. I know that, right, she performs on Saturday evening. So then you could go to your agent, right, this month I've only got two Saturdays.
Yeah. But then that's true. That is also true. You can try to plan your schedule. You can be sort of as organized.
But if something comes out of the blue, like live.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. But there's always the thing with this industry, sort of like medicine, we're always on call. Even as we record this podcast right now, very unlikely. But one of our phones could ring and our agent could be like, hey man, ex comedian.
There's a flight, there's a ticket at Gatwick, go now.
Go now. And you're like, all right, man. And you just go because you want to take the opportunity.
Yeah, we could get a call right now from our agent and they'll be like, there's a coach at Wandsworth, go now.
And I'll be like, what spot is it? What fucking coach spot is it? I need to know.
Yeah, look, but then, like, it's tough. It is tough because...
You could be like, oh, last week I missed it because there was a gig and you got your child, hey, man, this week I'm going to be there. I'm going to make sure. And you're hoping an opportunity doesn't come because if you're promising your child something... And then you get called and you're like, rah.
Yeah, but there's...
Big American comics over and they need someone to open Acne Empire. And you're like, rah, what?
For me, fucking hell, it's tough. I'll be genuinely honest with you, I'd start weighing things up in my head. Like, how many have I been to?
Yeah.
I'll start rationalizing it in my head. And if the rationale leans in favor of me saying thanks but no thanks, like, your people like that are like, look, just go. You know what I mean?
But then because how much goodwill are you going to rely on?
I know, right? Like, at a young... Like, if my... Like, let's just put it this way. If my son was fighting for the heavyweight title of the world...
Yeah.
I'm not going nowhere.
Yeah. If he's
in the Olympics...
Yeah.
I ain't going nowhere.
Yeah.
Sounds mad. If he was an actor and he's got a film premiere...
Yeah.
Enjoy your premiere.
Yeah, exactly. I'll see what it gets on Netflix.
Yeah. So basically, one off huge spectacles, you'll be there for some regardless. But if it's the build up stuff, because that's usually that's where the hard work's done though, the build up stuff.
We're shooting in the gym.
That's it. You gotta be shooting in the gym. So do you drop your dream and you're close to it?
Oh, this is tough.
To then start shooting in the gym.
Fuck! Why do I love these Donnies, bro?
Because normally with all these success stories, normally anytime.
Why'd you make me love you, man?
Yeah, because all the stories when they get interviewed, just goes like, yeah, my dad was with me trading at 5 in the morning.
That's it.
Every day, you used to drive behind me in the car while I was running the streets, mate.
You can't be there trying to do TikToks or write jokes. You got to be there driving your son to the game and all this stuff. Because all these success stories you always hear about, these famous successful people, it's very seldom that the parent is also successful. Very seldom. I'm not saying there aren't examples of then, it, flip but it's sides, seldom.
Well, flip side, what do you think? But I'm not sure what Drake's mum's saying. Drake's mum probably was supportive of Drake's dad.
Oh, yeah.
I've read something the other day where he said...
He was a musician as well.
Yeah, but he says that he literally get a call from his dad. And his dad's just chatting to him about that. Like, just nothing. He goes, Dad, like, you weren't calling me about... He goes, what? He's like, my album like literally dropped today. If you heard it, this to me. He goes, listen, Drake, I'll be honest with you. I ain't heard it. I'm sure it's great. And it's just like, he's saying that his dad just doesn't listen to his music at all. And it's just like...
It must be so weird because you probably would want them to, like him to and stuff like that. But, you know. You got validation from certain people.
But it's similar to like comedy, isn't it?
Watches everything I do.
Like, my mum was told I was good at comedy by her colleagues at work.
Mm. That's nice. Nice validation.
Yeah, but my mum hadn't watched anything I'd done.
Has she seen anything?
Yeah, she's flipping Glory Hunter. She didn't come to any of my shit gigs at, you know, above a pub or in the basement.
You were shooting in the gym.
No,
my
mum
did.
She came
shooting in the gym.
The first gig she saw me at was at Hackney Empire.
Damn, next though. What fucking
Hackney Empire was on the same bill as like Eddie Nestor and Richard Blackwood.
Heavyweights.
Paulette Randall was in the crowd and what's the guy plays
Patrick.
Yeah, exactly.
Truman.
I remember that show.
Yeah.
I wasn't there. But I remember that there was a show.
You're going to say something, then we'll probably go round up.
Two quick things. So my mum would be my bringer.
Yeah, your mum would be in the gym.
Yeah, she'd be my bringer.
Yeah, when it comes to win that award, you're going to be like, big up, mum.
She was there. Even when she thought, like, you should really stick with the rugby. She was there. She'd come. She'd watch. She'd listen to my jokes when I'd write them. You know. But then I'd also say that when things started to escalate, you know, I remember I did a show for the name escapes me. John Simmet, yeah.
Yeah.
And Judy Love was on the bill. My mum was like, "I'm coming because I want to meet Judy." I wasn't funny. Yeah.
Be fair, because Miss Jocelyn was on the lineup, my mum wanted to see Miss Jocelyn.
But also, what I will say is I've actually witnessed a single parent, my own, achieve multiple dreams while still making sure I could access the opportunities to chase my dreams.
So it's doable.
So I think in all encompassing, obviously the kids come first. Yeah. Always. But I don't know why I didn't think of this sooner, because I do think about this quite frequently, is that I've seen someone do it all.
So if you've seen it do it all, then it shouldn't be a problem for you.
So I know it can be done.
Mm.
And that was by one person.
That's it, and you got two in your
team. That was obviously people would help my mum and stuff like that, but that was kind of like I can call on my mum much easier than she could call on other people. Yeah. But excluding a few people, there was a few ride or dies, like a couple of the godparents in there, they're proper ride or dies and whatnot. But it wasn't like she couldn't. Like, let's put it this way: if I wasn't in the household, because Sheree has my calendar, so she can see. She could see if I'm lying, and I'd be like, "Yeah, I got a gig, I can't do it." She'd be like, "No, you don't." if I wasn't in the household and whatnot, she could call on me easy to come. Like, I need to go and do this. Can you come and do that, or can you have that, or can you take him there? My mom couldn't do that with my dad.
Yeah,
I literally would hear phone calls in the middle of the night when I was scheduled to go see my dad, and I could hear through the phone him going, "I can't do it anymore." So, not necessarily in terms of like me achieving my dreams or whatever, but I'm in a better family situation than my mum was.
Yeah, of course.
And support network than my mum had. So with that, plus me seeing my mum be able to do it with almost no help, I know it can be done. So absolutely. I've got a blueprint on how it's done.
That's it. It feels a positive note to end.
Yeah, yeah. I ain't gonna add too much to that. I ain't gonna add nothing to that, actually. So that's been another episode of Them Late Nights and Them Wet Wipes. I've been Michael Akadiri. To the left has been the philosophical.
Yeah. Kazeem Jamal.
And to the left,
Darren Griffiths.
Take care and peace.
Peace.